And the capstone that goes upon the pyramid was, it was rejected. It never was on the pyramid, isn't to this day. The stone of Scrone, they claim, but it never was put on the capstone. Why? When Enoch and them in the early days built the pyramids down in Egypt, we find out that in there they knew that the cornerstone, the capstone would be rejected. And that pyramid is put so perfectly together too, they don't need mortar. It was so mechanically hewed out until one stone fits against the other so tight you can't even put a razor blade between them. Now, it's kept heaping up. And now it's all honed off on top, ready for the capstone when it will come. That's the way God's brought His church. From justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Spirit, and now the ministry of the Spirit, which is the what quickens the Word, that ministry in the church will have to be just exactly like His. Just like this. When my shadow here, of my hand, if I never see my hand, seen the shadow, it's kind of, it gets pale as it gets away, but as it gets closer and closer, the negative and positive are coming together until they both become the same thing.
Amen.
And that's exactly when the church and the Word has to be one like Jesus and God was one. Just exactly. That God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, and so will Christ have to be in the church. The anointed of the Word to make everything fulfilled, and that's a capstone that comes upon the last church age. Not the lady will see it now. It's a calling out of that. A bride out of a church. Church out of a church, in other words. It's like He called a nation out of a nation in Egypt. And now we're living in that day. And we're grateful for these great things that we've been seeing.